and a well-earned drink down your local is what it's all about, maybe in Broad Windsor, because for almost a year, residents of Broad Windsor in West Dorset have not been able to enjoy that small pleasure in their village. But the doors of Broad Windsor's pub are reopening tonight, and who better to lend a helping hand with the last-minute preparations than our very own Lawrence Herdman, who is down there on the best gig of the month, basically, a trip to the pub. Lawrence, I'm up for one of the G&Ts with a nice fancy tonic water, please. Can they do that for me?
We will make it so, Lucy, for sure. I mean, it's certainly one of the most sociable gigs of the week, for sure. And I'm inside the pub this morning, this lovely environment with a nice polished, varnished bar. And, you know, those hinged sort of accesses to the bar, it reminds me a little bit of Fools and Horses. Do you remember when Del Boy was leaning and all of a sudden that it wasn't there and he went timber and fell backwards? I mean, it just sort of fired a few images. Yeah. But I'm looking at two of the most important pieces of paper in front of me, the Dorset Council premises licences summary, which gives this White Lion pub the authority now to operate as a pub once again. The price list of all the beers, the spirits, the lagers are in front of me as well. And just beneath the optics behind the bar, there's a lovely little white statue in porcelain of a white lion as well, which is what all this is about. Because, you know, this was a gargantuan task, really, Lucy, for this community to come together at short notice, having decided that they wanted to save the pub. Yeah, that's great, the impetus and will is there, but then to execute, to be able to raise £30,000 initially was the target inside 4 weeks. They absolutely smashed it. They went through £50,000, and now we have reached this milestone day after such a sort of turbulent past with landlords and licensees coming and going. Now the pub, this 17th century inn in the heart of Broad Windsor in rural West Dorset, it has such a positive future once again, and it's absolutely fabulous. And I've got a couple of the residents here who will be celebrating tonight, I'm sure, with a tipple as well. First of all, let's speak with Izzy Macy, who, Izzy, we've spoken about how we got to this point, but of course, it's not all about drinking beer and spirits and soft drinks as well, and food latterly down the line. It's what other uses this pub can have as well to take it forward.
Yes. We were lucky during the lockdown. Andrew Hookings was able to create a temporary pub, which showed the importance of having community, a place where people can get together, even if they're on their own. And we've got a lot of people who are new to the village or may have different concerns or hobbies from their families. And particularly with the COVID lockdown, I think the isolation has become a really prominent factor. So we're really keen to be able to find ways in which we can bring those groups of people together, such as the farmers, who very rarely actually get together themselves. The vicar has spoken about bereavement groups, various things like that. We've already in the pub got chess and board games. There's plans for live music and various things like that. So there's a lot of things that we can do, and we're hoping that the community will come together with more suggestions as to what they'd like to see in here in the future.
You make a really good point, because there are a lot of rural, remote villages throughout the county, aren't they, with poor bus routes as well, so you do become quite isolated. What facilities, community facilities, currently exist within Broad Windsor?
Well, we're so lucky. We've got a fantastic community shop, and we've got the Comrades Arms, Comrades Hall, which is the village hall,
which is your pop-up pub,
which had the Comrades Arms in it, and that's absolutely brilliant for all the green bowls, the Pilates classes, everything like that. But there's areas where having the pub, where people can come in, know that there's going to be a little group here. And Kate is really welcoming. She's going to be our new manager here, Kate Staff. And she and her family have been brilliant in taking on this message.
Just tell me what it means to have have been able to save this pub for Broad Windsor with all its rich history. It used to have five pubs many moons ago, but now sadly that's whittled down to the last pub standing. How important is it?
I think it's absolutely exciting. I think so many people are so thrilled that, well, it's been sad that it's been closed, but it's given us the opportunity to have a real makeover, and hopefully everybody will come together, particularly tonight, really enjoy it, look forward to when there's food again available. But in the meantime, come together, meet everybody and have a wonderful time.
Well, listen, Izzy, thank you very much. I'm going to glide across these flagstones on the floor here, in a wooden floor, and I'm looking up to this wonderful painting of a white lion with all the robes. I'm looking at some fantastic old black and white photographs of the history of Broad Windsor on the wall, with horse and cart and hounds and all that sort of stuff, and Union flags flying outside the pub as well. I'm going to speak with Peter the poet, Peter Rowe, who lives just across the road from the White Lion. Peter, I'm going to give you the dubious honour of finishing off this piece with a wonderful tribute that you have written, this poem. How long did it take you to write?
About 6 weeks, I guess.
Really?
Off and on, yeah.
Well, 6 weeks condensed into 45 seconds from a poet laureate. Here is Broad Windsor's own Peter the poet.
Okay. Heart of a lion, we have learned from ages past that hope and heart and courage lasts. This beating heart of wood and stone, a redoubt of place for our village soul, a bastion of community, a centre for connection, participation, commiseration and joyous celebration. Shelter from the storm, take time to think by our hearth, take food and drink. Reflect on the journey, those that led and fell, those valiant hearts whose tales will tell on this small spot of England's ground, as long as people gather round, about the lion heart that lives in England still, this beating pulse of a community's will, this white lion, this lion's heart, this Broad Windsor.
Absolutely marvellous, crafted in 6 weeks and read out so eloquently in 45 seconds, Lucy. I think I could probably manage about 30 seconds. There was a reporter from Dorset and then I'd be struggling for the next line. But listen, 6 o'clock tonight, bell rings, customers through the front door again, cask ales, real ales, ciders, lagers, staff behind the bar. We wish all the team the very best of luck. Wonderful story and a great, shall we say, story of human spirit, will, endeavour, and where there is a will, there is certainly a way, as far as the White Lion is concerned in Broad Windsor.
Oh, thank you, Lawrence. Brilliant, brilliant story. Lawrence Herdman there, reporting there from the White Lion. Broad Windsor opening at 6 o'clock tonight, and well done them. Do you know